BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has said that President Zelensky and Putin will have to meet to end the war between their countries. Speaking at the White House, the US president said that the two leaders needed to stop the killings of millions of people. This report from our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
President Trump's latest comments appear to contradict his earlier criticism of President Zelensky, who he said was negotiating with no cards, and that it was unimportant for Ukraine's leader to be involved in talks to end the war. Mr. Trump was asked by a reporter whether, having called President Zelensky a dictator, he thought the same about the Russian leader. He responded by saying he thought Presidents Putin and Zelensky would have to get together to stop the killing of millions of people, including young soldiers. He also said the US was pretty close to striking a minerals deal with Ukraine, an agreement that's so far been rejected by Kyiv.
The Red Cross says it has transferred human remains to the Israeli authorities, which Hamas said were those of the Israeli hostage Shiri Bibas. The Israeli military has not yet commented. More details from Mark Lowen in Tel Aviv.
For the Bibas family, the emotional turmoil continues. Just a day after Israeli forensic teams said that the body, which Hamas claimed to be that of Shiri Bibas, was in fact an unidentified Gazan woman, now the group in Gaza says it has handed over the correct remains to the Red Cross. The coffin is being transported to Israel and will then be taken to the Forensic Institute here in Tel Aviv. There's been fury today from the Israeli government, which accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire deal by failing to return Mrs. Bibas's body. Hamas blamed a mistake and potential mix-up of remains in the rubble of Gaza.
A Supreme Court judge in Brazil has ordered the suspension of the social media platform Rumble until it names a legal representative. The company has been accused of failing to curb the spread of disinformation and hate speech online. This report from our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha.
Justice Alexandre de Moraes says Rumble has ignored previous court orders. He accused it of trying to create an environment of impunity and lawlessness, where extremists have been allowed to publish racist and fascist material in breach of Brazilian internet regulations. The judge has tried and failed to get the company to block the account of a right-wing journalist, critic of the court and the current Brazilian government. The ruling by Mr. Moraes is similar to one he made against X last year. That ban was lifted after X's owner, Elon Musk, paid millions in fines and appointed a Brazilian lawyer as its local legal representative.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Associated Press News Agency is suing three Trump administration officials over access to presidential events. AP said the suit was to defend its independence from US government control over what it can report. AP has been prevented from attending presidential events because it's refusing to call the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, as is now US government policy. German police say they've arrested a man over a stabbing at the Holocaust Memorial in Berlin. A Spanish tourist was wounded and taken to hospital. Katja Adler has more details.
The victim of the attack is being operated on with stab wounds to the upper body, but his injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening. The suspected attacker was arrested here by police earlier, though they haven't released any details yet about his identity or any possible motive. Where the attack took place, this is a very sensitive area of Berlin. It is the Holocaust Memorial dedicated to the 6 million Jews who were murdered by the Nazis during their era in Germany.
The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, has sacked the city's fire chief and blamed her for failing to deal with the deadly blazes that ravaged the city and its surrounding area in January. Ms. Bass said 1,000 firefighters could have been on duty the day the fire started, but were instead sent home on Kristen Crowley's watch. A French man has appealed to two thieves who used his stolen credit card to buy a lottery ticket that won more than $500,000 to come forward, promising to split the prize with them. The man, who identified himself as Jean David, told French media that the money would otherwise be seized by the authorities. The thieves can't collect the winnings because the authorities know they used a stolen card. BBC News.